Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. And if you've listened to any of these segments, you know that you, the audience, get the opportunity to ask me the questions. And that's how we roll on Q&A with Koloff. And with me today, I've got Eddie Staggs. Eddie, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Thank you, Nikita. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here, and thanks for making yourself available. And I know we first connected, if I'm not mistaken, Eddie, through Twitter. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
So I have people that reach out to me through Twitter, through Instagram, through Facebook, all the social media. And so I'm glad we're able to connect. I'm glad we can have this conversation. Tell me, I know you said you're up in the central time zone, so where do you reside?
I am in Troy, Alabama.
Troy, Alabama.
You know where that's at?
Well, I'm trying. Where are you near? Are you in southern part, northern part?
I'm probably about 45 minutes south of Montgomery.
Okay.
Maybe an hour north of Dothan.
Okay, yeah, and I've heard of both. I think I've actually wrestled in Dothan, if I'm not
probably
mistaken.
Probably had. Now, that was the Fuller territory back in the day.
Right, yeah, Robert Fuller, right?
Yes, Robert and Ron, the Tennessee Stud, the Stud Stable.
Okay, Armstrong, too, right? Bullet Bob Armstrong. Right,
Bullet Bob, of course, yeah.
Come on, we're talking some wrestling history there. Some of the listeners out there might go, who? Do your wrestling homework. That's right. Those guys are legendary.
That's it, of course, yes.
In Alabama. All right, Eddie, so I got to ask you this question because I know the state of Alabama is divided. I am going to ask you one question, okay, even though we're going to flip the table here in a moment.
I know where that's going, I think.
Auburn or Alabama, Eddie?
You know this, I am a bit of an anomaly in Alabama, which I don't go either way.
Okay.
Huge football fan, but I don't really have a preference. I attended a small school in North Alabama, Jacksonville State.
Okay.
And I am a fan of them.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll go... Like I said, I'm a huge football fan, but I don't really have a preference as far as Bama
okay.
or Auburn.
Well, I know a lot of folks out there do.
oh yes, I'm in the minority.
We did a few years back. Our family was on a reality show called Preacher's Daughters.
Yes,
and my youngest daughter Colby, which people I think you can still find it on Netflix or it's out there somewhere. Anyway,
yeah.
And she was dating this guy, and so we did an episode where I took her and him out for dinner, and I knew he was an Auburn Tiger fan, right? and so we're just kind of small talk, you know, and waiting for the waitress to come take her order. And I can't remember his name, but I go, hey, so Colby tells me you're a huge football fan. You love. Alabama Crimson Tide. Oh my gosh, this guy's got biggest saucers.
He was ready to fight about that.
I mean, he looked at her like he was set up or something. He goes, "My mom was like the homecoming queen for the Auburn, you know." And I mean, he got like super defensive. I just started laughing. I actually knew that.
You got him, huh?
Don't blame Colby. She didn't know anything about that. I was even going to do this, but man, if looks could have killed, you know that old expression. Wow.
Yes.
And it was legit.
It is a passion in this state now. This who they're
Yeah, no.
You usually go either one way or the other, but
that's why I asked the question of you, right? So, and I have actually been to an Iron Bowl game, which is the big one,
have
right?
You really?
Yeah, Auburn versus Alabama. A good friend of mine, I will say for the record, a good friend of mine is he's a graduate and a booster and has a beautiful suite there at the Roll Tide Stadium. And so Lex Luger and I have actually been to several Bama games, and one of them being the Iron Bowl there in
Alabama. You said Luger, huh? Luger's a big Bama guy.
He is, yeah.
Really? I did not know that.
He's a Roll Tide fan.
I won't hold that against him, but.
Yeah, don't hold that against him. Don't hold it against me, especially if you're out there listening and you're an Auburn fan. Don't hold that against me or Luger. Come on. So you're down there in Alabama, and Eddie, what keeps you busy in Alabama?
I manage a restaurant.
Okay.
Restaurant guy. Been in this business a good while.
Promote your restaurant. What's the name of it?
Okay, I'm at Ruby Tuesday in Troy.
Ruby Tuesdays. Well, hey, yes. I have been a patron of Ruby Tuesdays. In fact,
really, do you have one near you?
Yes, I'll have to. It is near me. It's been a. I'm trying to think if I hadn't been by there in a while, so I'm assuming it's open.
There have been a few that have closed. We've gone through some.
Yeah, some
restructuring
changes.
And yep. Some of the closed stores have closed.
So. Yep. So, but that said, I have frequented it. You know, I've enjoyed their salad bar and
oh yeah, the garden bar. I mean,
the garden bar and some of the entrees. So I have been a Ruby Tuesday fan. So just for the record, so
plug
to Ruby Tuesdays. You tell your ownership we got the.
I will do that. I do. I gave them a plug.
A free plug. That's right. That's right. So Eddie, so you're down there running the restaurant and living in Alabama. And how long have you been a wrestling fan?
I've been in the restaurant business close to about 25 years, probably.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So 25 years in the restaurant business, and then we connected because of wrestling, yeah?
I think, yeah, we probably. I'd have a lot of wrestling follows that I go.
Okay.
A lot of the old time guys I follow.
Well, you threw some classic names out there. Any quick favorite memories of wrestling?
I don't know. I grew up in the Birmingham area, and I used to go to Boutwell.
Okay.
You wrestle in Boutwell?
I've wrestled in Birmingham.
Yes.
I just have been in so many buildings, I can't remember all the names.
You've been in a few arenas. Huh?
I have. 1986, I wrestled 454 matches.
Wow.
Crazy,
that was
86, right?
Huh.
So, well, tell me, okay, so let's flip the table then. Okay, so we're talking, it's your opportunity to ask the Russian Nightmare some questions. Question number one. Let's roll.
Question number one for you. Okay, I know you introduced yourself as Nikita Koloff. That's your official. We're going to break kayfabe here, so that is your official name now, huh?
It is my legal name.
Legal name.
It is my legal name. It's kind of funny because people say, is that your real name? I go, yeah. And for
Rick,
the
I knew, I mean, I knew that wasn't, you weren't born.
Right,
I mean,
you do a little research because some,
right, yeah.
Some of them are like, oh, okay. But then others will go, they'll think that you can see their brain, their wheels turn, and they go, but is that your birth name? And I'm like, well, that's a different question. And I joke them, and they're like, well, what's your birth name? I go, you know, I can't give you that for free. You're going to have to buy the book on that. Or go research it, and you'll figure it out. So anyway, so I don't typically.
Wasn't
I just,
there a story now? Didn't a Russian lady, or was a convention or something, was disappointed that you.
Yes.
Is there a story there?
Yes. And actually, it was Luger and I. We're in Virginia. We're at autograph signing. And I mean, I hear this fluent Russian, and I'm like, oh, dear Lord, here we go again. And I'm like, well, maybe if I ignore her, she'll go away. And she says something in fluent Russian. I didn't ignore her. She says something else in fluent Russian. I go, I'm gonna have to address this. And when I look up and make eye contact with her, she's got a little kid with her, and she's glowing like she gets to meet the Russian nightmare, right? And she says something else fluently in Russian. And I just looked at her and I go, ma'am, I go, I'm not really from Russia. And she went from a glow, like a halo around her, to like a scowl. I mean, like for real, like transformed that quick, took a step back, and she goes, you're not really from Russia. And my dear friend Lex is like, nope, nope, he sure isn't. I'm like, hey, stop stirring it up, right? He's got the big stick stirring up. And I go, ma'am, I go, it was just a character I portrayed.
Okay. You must have did a good job with the character then.
Well, apparently I did. And here's the rest of that story. The Paul Harvey of that story. She goes, I drove 3 hours here to meet you. I go, I'm so sorry. She was so mad. I felt sorry for the kid. She never did get an autograph. 6 hours in the car to meet her hero, and she didn't even get an autograph. So anyway, there you go. There you go. So yes, that's the.
But anyway, she played the character so well. She thought you were.
Who I thought I really was. She's one of many. I can't tell you how many. Since I've come and said, man, you had me, hook, line, and sinker. You had me. So I take that as a real compliment.
Well, you should. All right, now, you keep up. I know I've done a little research. You keep up with modern-day wrestling a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. A little, you say?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
We know it's not like it used to be.
It's a different business now.
It is. And recently, I was reading something or listening to something. MJF, you know who MJF, right?
I don't.
He's AEW. He's a heel in AEW.
Okay.
And they compared him, he's a modern-day Flair.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Who would you consider a modern-day Nikita Koloff?
Ooh.
If anyone.
A modern-day, how modern, like literally right in the ring right
I
now?
I mean, who's there like today? Who's on? Who would be on Raw or Dynamite or SmackDown?
Ooh.
One of those guys. Do you compare anybody's work to yours?
I don't.
As far as in-ring or promos or?
I've seen a few different posts of the fans, and I'm just trying to do some mental recall right now because, like, for real, what little I know of the modern day stuff is what fans tell me or stuff they post online. And let me flip it around. Do you think there's someone out there that reminds you of the Russian Nightmare?
There's a guy, Lance Archer. Do you know who he is?
I don't. Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
I don't know. He reminds me a bit. He may be a little bigger than you. I think he's a
who's he with?
6'6" or 6'5" guy.
Who's he with? Who's the AEW?
He is AEW, yes, sir.
Okay. I was gonna say, you know, the if I were to give an answer, you know, Bill Goldberg would have been because you know, he's somewhat modern. His mannerisms, Terry Taylor, who trained him, my understanding is, you know, showed him old Nikita Koloff footage and kind of patterned his name.
Now that you say that, I do see it.
Yeah, kind of pattern his his style. Well, I'm looking at a picture of Lance here. He's got a little more hair than I got, though.
a little more.
But you say his style, though, huh? His style.
I don't know. Just as far as promos and
gotcha
in-ring work, he's saying he reminds me a bit of you.
Gotcha. Well, he's got the intense look. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right, next question.
Next question. Okay. Enhancement talent. Who are some good jobbers out there? Who gives these guys some credit?
Well, you use both terms because back in our day they were called jobbers, and someone's like, oh, that no, they're enhancement talent. I'm like, oh my gosh, is that like a sanitary collector? Is no longer a garbage man? I mean, is that the deal?
I've heard them called local talent. Don't they call them local talent as well?
Jobbers is what we knew them as, and But man, there were some good ones that really, honestly, I mean, they enhanced my career by far. So I get it, the enhancement talent. But Mr. Number One, George South, was one that came.
That's what his name always comes up.
Yeah, George South was a great worker. Gary Royal was another great worker. He was actually junior heavyweight champion for a while, but you know, he made a lot of us main eventers look really good. The Mulkey brothers made me look good. the guy that wrestled as the Italian Stallion, he was a good hand in the ring. So I mean, we had some pretty decent undercard guys that made us look really good on TV.
Huh. You got to have those guys, don't you? Can't everybody be the main eventer? You know, some people got to.
Right. No, but I mean, back in the day, no, they were critical. They were important, and I try my really honestly to respect those guys and really thank those guys for making me look good. So that's good. Yeah. We got time for probably one more question, Eddie. What you got?
One more. I got a whole book full of questions.
Well, if I get short answer, we might be able to squeeze two.
Let's go short answer. I got one. I know you run a ministry now.
Yep.
We didn't get into that, but real quick, what's your favorite Bible story? Not the crucifixion or the resurrection, but any other Bible story. What's your favorite out there?
Favorite Bible story. Well, man, there's a few that come to mind. I mean, I'm pretty, the Moses and the parting of the Red Sea is still kind of, I call it living in the realm of the unreasonable. I just try to put myself there. So I'm there. He's leading whatever the number was, a lot of people, right? And of course, I envision word travels from the back of the pack to the front that, hey, apparently Pharaoh's changed his mind because we see his enemy quickly approaching, or we see the enemy quickly approaching, and there's mountains on either side and a sea in front of us. And, of course, Moses prays and raises that staff and the Red Sea parts. I'm envisioning myself, Eddie, being there, and like I don't know where I am in the crowd, but either way, I'm looking at a giant wall on my right and a giant wall on my left, and I'm like, can you shuffle your feet a little quicker, because I'm not so sure how long those walls are going to stand up.
Right, yeah.
And I kind of like to get to the other side, you know? so that's probably a favorite of mine. And one other thing that pops in real quick, I think, and I want to say maybe Charlton Heston, I don't know, years and years ago, when they made the Ten Commandments, when they made the movie, the old school movie Ten Commandments. That was pretty cool, and I wasn't a believer watching it back then, but I was fascinated by the story.
Ah, well, cool.
Yeah, one more. We got time for one more.
We got time for one more.
Yep.
All right. I was watching. I rewatched the match, Wrestle War, the War Games match from, I think it was 92.
Okay.
When you were with Sting Squadron.
Sting Squadron. Yep. Against what? Dangerous Alliance, right? Against Dangerous
Good,
Alliance.
Good, fun match to watch. And I saw Sting, Sting, he's still getting in the ring a little bit.
He's still mixing it up. Kudos to Steve. Kudos.
All right,
kudos
so
to
that
the
question,
Stinger.
When you going to lay some back up, Nikita?
What am I going to what? Lay some back up?
Yeah.
Well, here's one reason I will never lace them back up. For one reason, okay. I had pull-on boots. So that's one reason I'll never lace them back up. But I know it's a figure of speech in the sense of what you're asking.
I have
people all the time going, you got one more in you, Nikita. You keep yourself in shape. You got one more in you. I'm telling you. I'll say this. I feel confident I could probably get back in the ring and have at least one more decent match. I do feel I'm confident. However, I think, and you may know better than me, Eddie, I think I'm one of the, if not the only guy, that when he said he was retiring, actually stayed retired. It didn't make 10 comebacks.
There ain't many now. There's... Most of them have dozens of retirement matches.
So. Right. And so I almost honestly just want to maintain that integrity of like, you know what? I said I was retiring.
I told you I was going to do it.
I retired. I'm going to stay retired. And the way I walked out, walked away under my own terms. I mean, it was only 33,
right.
only 33 years old, right? So I was young in terms of that industry.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've been coined, if you will, the Barry Sanders of pro wrestling, if that makes for the football fan out there. And certainly in the prime of what would have been another easily 10, 15 year career, I chose to walk away. Now let me say this too, because you brought up the ministry. So I want to say this before we wrap up.
Yes.
Little knowing that 11 months after making that decision, I'd find myself at an altar, surrendering my life to Jesus. So I didn't grow up in church. I didn't grow up in Russia. I didn't grow up in church either. But surrendering my life to Jesus, and encountering him, and then fast forward all these years later, Eddie, now I've been, you know, all 50 states, 30 different countries. Lex Luger and I co-facilitate a camp for a man called Man Camp in Georgia. I mean, I do conferences and preach and revivals and crusades and radio shows and podcasts. So never in a million years would I have dreamed post-wrestling that I'd be doing what I'm doing. And even though I walked away literally, you know, I mentioned Bill Goldberg, my understanding, when he stepped in, when I walked away, they gave the guy, the way I understand it, a guaranteed $3 million a year contract. And that's just for wrestling. That had nothing to do with merchandising or anything else. So if I did the math on that, Eddie, I could, and Lex and I have talked about this, I could truthfully say I walked away from probably $30, $40, $50 million or more. But little did I know, I'd be serving the Lord, traveling the world, and impacting people's lives, whether it's through a show like this, Q&A with Koloff, the Man Up Show, or whatever else, that you can't put a value or a price tag. So I'm grateful. Thank you. Eddie Staggs, Troy, Alabama. Great to have you on the show today. Thanks for tuning in again with Q&A with Koloff. Thank you for dialing in. Talk to you again. See you again. Listen in again soon.
This is the Truth Network.